that heard Kenneth on the radio. And he would always say, have faith in God. And just listening to him and Gloria throughout the years, I was able enough to allow the word to change my life.
God's Word has the power to restore lives and make all things possible. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for an inspiring message on Unified in Christ, and learn how we can reach out and help others through the power of God's Word.
Let's go to the book of Ephesians first, please. Fourth chapter. Verse 7, unto every one of us, say every one of us. Is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, the gift of the Anointed One and His anointing. Wherefore He said, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that He ascended or went up, what is it but that He also descended or went down first into the lower parts of the earth. Now, if you haven't done so before now, you need to highlight that or underline. Not the upper parts, but the lower parts. Of course, there's been a lot of debate and discussion, but when you get it in the Word of God, the debate's over. That whether or not Jesus went to hell. Well, of course He did. If He didn't, you'd have had to. So would I. Now, He didn't, I've had people say, well, yeah, He went to hell all right, but He was just in that area called paradise. No, it says He went into the lower parts. He suffered there. All Adam's entire, mankind's entire punishment made a curse for us. Now, when He was raised up out of there, I want you to notice what His assignment was. He that ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended, He that went down, is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fulfill all things. Now notice what the first thing He did. These are the gifts that He gave. This is the very first thing. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers, and here's their job. For the perfecting of the saints. Don't let the word saint throw you. That has been, it's been misdirected. It's just a word that means one's set apart. It doesn't refer to some high level of attaining of any kind of spirituality at all. It's talking about people born again.
That's right.
Because when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, I must tell it to you again, the Scripture said we were translated. What does translate mean? Take out of one, put in another.
Yeah.
Out of the kingdom of darkness. Well, what happened to us? Into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Amen. So when that took place, we were separated from darkness unto Jesus and God as our Father. And that's what that word is referring to. So are you a saint? Yes. Now, not in the context that I'm something special, you know, and all of that. I am something special. So are you. Amen. Every born-again child of God is something very, very special because our spirit being was created. That we're not just forgiven sinners. This core, the core being, the real you, the inner man, was created, made in Christ Jesus. How? Born again. Not by corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the Word of God which lives and abides forever. A way that we can improve our concept of this is your spiritual DNA is exactly like Jesus. Every aspect, exactly like. You're not a little bit like Him. You are exactly like Him. A seed produces after its own kind. And this is not corruptible seed. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Copeland, yeah, but you know, I just didn't get what you did. You're telling me that the seed that got you born again was corruptible.
Come on.
Amen. I'm gonna smile, but I'm not gonna let you talk like that to me. Yeah. No, sweetheart, you and I are born of the same seed, and we're just exactly like one another, and we're just exactly like Jesus. We were created not only in the image, but in the likeness of God. Now, we said all of that to get to this. The calling of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers is the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up, the strengthening and building up of the body of the anointed one. Now, become more aware. Tune your ear. Like what the book of Proverbs in the 4th chapter says, incline your ear. When you read your chapter every day, when you're reading them through there and you come across the word Christ, I know you've been doing this for years, but don't quit it. Stop. Translate it. The anointed one and his anointing. And then meditate on it for a moment. Is this referring to the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the anointing? Or is it referring to Jesus' person or both? And spend some time meditating on it. You will be shocked at all the things that you'll glean out of that. It'll lead you all over the Bible. It's just wonderful. That's the reason it's in there over 300 times. Praise God.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you around the world. Wherever you call home, there's a KCM office you can connect with today. Call, write, or visit us in Fort Worth, Texas, USA, Langley, BC, Canada, Queensland, Australia, Bath, UK, Fontainebleau, South Africa, Lviv, Ukraine, or Singapore. We are here for you to equip, encourage, and empower you with the Word of God so you and your family can live in victory and share the blessing.
When I was about 13, I used to listen to Kenneth Copeland all the time on the radio, and listening to him, he had a great impact on my life. And I say that because all throughout my years in elementary school, they said I had dyslexia and that I would never learn how to read, never learn how to write. I was in special ed all through school. And I used to say, looked at all my six sisters and I like, what happened to me? They could read, they could write. They was always in talent shows. And then it was me that stuttered, could not pronounce words well or anything. And I like, why me, Lord? So I found myself always going to the back. And everybody said, why are you always sitting in the back? Well, I'm not like all y'all. Y'all got all this talent, y'all can do this. And then it's me that people would say, well, she's got a handicap. I heard Kenneth on the radio. And he would always say, have faith in God. And just listening to him and Gloria throughout the years, I was able enough to allow the word to change my life because I heard a man of God and a woman of God to say, you do not have to settle for this.
Young Wanda listened to the teachings and changed her words and her self-image. She did earn a high school diploma, though she was functionally illiterate. Wanda could not pass a college entrance exam, so she attended trade school and discovered a gift for customer service. Her personal life held some struggles, and by the age of 20, Wanda was divorced and the mother of three small children. She trusted God, and he brought a man of character and faith into her life.
We dated for 2 months, got married, and he adopted all my kids. He raised them. And just to see us take those three kids and raise them in the sight of God and watch God, you know, send them to college, watch God just bring them up. None of them never been in trouble. They're just, oh, really, God? You doing this, all this for me?
Gary and Wanda Wallace have been married for more than 34 years. Through his Air Force career, the family had the opportunity to move to several bases and experience other cultures and locations. Along the way, God provided wonderful tutors for Wanda. And as her speech improved, she learned to read and write. And Wanda passed her first college entrance exam. She became an excellent student, making top grades, and has earned several degrees.
I have my bachelor in biblical studies, my master in local church, and my doctorate is doctor of ministry. I work for the Department of Navy. I work with Fleet and Family Support. I am one of the customer service rep there that help all families that comes in with problems. And besides that, God has called me into the ministry.
So what about all those labels? Special ed, dyslexia. What have you done with all those?
Oh, they buried. They are buried in the word. You know, God, blood, the covenant. They've been buried in the blood of Jesus. I'm a child of the King. I walk in the covenant of God. I'm excited about what God is doing with KCM and how I can be a part of that. And I say to the world, join in with me. It's going to be a blessing.
Every human in this world has to have a partner to complete a calling. And part of my calling is connected with them, and their calling is connected with me.
I'm not alone, and I'm part of it in the big family.
It's the love of a family, being blessed because others are blessed, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's partnership.
Being part of the ministry, being a family.
With my resources, I can do this little, but when they join together, they can do things on earth. They can do good things. They can go and preach even to the end of the world.
Partnership means that I'm not by myself in this. I've got so many people praying and believing.
Partnership with this ministry means everything to me, and I will never stop.
Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To receive your free new partner package, go to kcm.org/partner. Live in victory every day. Together we can make a difference. Request your free package today.
When God commissioned my dad to this worldwide ministry, he was commissioning you. After a few months of meditating on his word, faith rose up and opened my dad's mouth, saying, I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to preach that he saves, he heals, he baptizes with his spirit, and that he's coming again. I'm going to preach that your word is powerful and true. I'm going to preach it from the top of the world to the bottom, and I'm going to preach it all the way around the middle, and I'm not going to compromise. A few years later, the Lord commanded him to preach the uncompromised word of God on every available voice. The rest has been a glorious journey for all of us partners together. Jesus said, For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. It's not about numbers. It's about love. One word can change a life forever. One call, one broadcast, one magazine, one post, one stream, one email, one meeting, one curriculum, one book, one embrace, one meal, one prayer, one letter, $1. In just one moment, one life forever changed, forever saved. It's a long way to the ends of the earth, and not an easy path to all the nations. But you and I together, we can go to places we've never been and to people we've never met to preach the uncompromised Word of God. How far will we go? To the stars and back. Together, we are preaching the uncompromised Word of God on every available voice to reach the one who's become the many. When you partner with God, He'll lead you to places that you thought you couldn't go, to people you thought you'd never meet. He'll cause you to do things you never dreamed you could do. You just simply start where you are. You, partner, have made an eternal difference. Love reaches out and makes an eternal impact. And love never fails. You made a difference today.
Now, you know, most people, when they hear partnership, they think about, you know, he's raising money. Well, partnership is way more than that. And of course, money's involved. But money is the least of all of the plan of God where partnership is concerned. I was thinking just a moment ago, Gloria, about what the fourth chapter of Ephesians talking about God's purpose. Now, he that ascended, what is it but first? He descended first the lower parts of the earth. This is Ephesians 4 and verse 10. Now, verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, that's the body of Christ in its mission. All right. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a mature, full-grown man, the body of Christ, full-grown body, that we, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, we should be the whole thing should be as anointed as Jesus was when He was in the earth. That's God's plan for this. Now, notice down here,
when you get all the anointings together.
It equals Jesus when He was walking in the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, in the 16th verse, from Jesus, the whole body fitly joined together and compacted or held together by that which every joint supplies. Yeah. So, Jesus puts it together, but He's not holding it together. We're supposed to be doing that. But the effect of every joint. Excuse me. Now, here's the picture of it in a nutshell. This is God's way of distributing the anointing and distributing the blessing of the Lord throughout the body of Christ. We're not all just alike.
That's right.
God has apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He got different callings, different
students.
Missions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
as a team in faith, love, prayer, so forth. Now, God has called certain people from whom the whole body fitly joined together. So he has certain people that he has called to be partners with you and me in this ministry. They're called to be here. Now, let's say someone, every born-again child of God has a calling on their life. You may not be called as this fivefold ministry, but you're called. You got a calling. You may be called as a school teacher. You may be called as whomever you are, wherever you are. But you are to be anointed in that place, and you have access to the anointing which operates in certain ministries. The anointing that is on Glory in Me functioning in this ministry, then when someone is called to become a partner with this ministry, then the anointing of this ministry is in your life. We learned that in the very, very beginning while I was a student at Oral Roberts University. I heard the first partner sermon. I'm telling you, I went straight up. I want to be a partner with Oral Roberts. Well, I came home, I told Gloria, we're a partner with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, where are we ever going to get
$10
a month? That's
exactly what I said.
Well, she hadn't heard the message, see?
And that was a lot, too.
$10? We didn't have
$10. Oh, glory to God.
So, but
we heard the word. But
the Lord provided it in that meeting for me, and I immediately put it in that offering. Now, I sat her down and preached the message to her, and what impacted me so was I can have Oral Roberts' anointing for $10 a month. And Gloria said, yeah, praise God. That's the way this system works. That's what this is all about. So you can see where money's at the bottom of the list. It's the anointing. It's the power distribution throughout the body of Christ, and our particular team and our particular anointing, praise God. Jesus said we would become 1 million strong, and we're on our way right
praise
now.
God.
Now, that's the power of partnership.
That's good.
So, Gloria and I are inviting you today to become partners with us and to find out more about it. You won't need more information. Now, first of all, you pray about it and listen to the Lord. If He's calling you to be a part of what we do and for our involvement in your life, then let us know and we'll send you this information pack. Look, just a little simple thing here, but it shows you there's a book here explaining the scripture behind it. There's one DVD and one CD, God Needs Your Voice and Your Victory Around the World. And this talks about partnership and so forth. Father, in the name
Thank
of
you.
The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray over our partners today, and we pray over all those to whom you are speaking to become partners with this ministry, with Glory in Me. And we thank you, sir. We give you praise and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We bless them. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Praise God. This week, I will be in Columbia, South Carolina at the 2014 Word Explosion. September 25 through 27, Chaplain Al Downing and Bill Winston are going to be there too. Praise God. Gloria is going to be there. I just remembered she's going to be there this year and she's going to be speaking. You just need to be there. Praise God. We're going to be talking primarily to the military. But let me tell you something. You need to be, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and this is information every believer should know. And if you know anybody in the military, particularly somebody that's suffering from PTSD and that kind of stuff, you get them in there in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Their deliverance is at hand. Just come and soak up the Word
praise
of God.
God.
November, We'll be in Woodbridge, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Victory Campaign, November the 13th through the 15th. And Gloria's going to be having Healing School Praise God on Saturday morning. This year's the 35th year that girl's been preaching healing on Saturday morning.
Glory to God. How old am I anyway?
Huh?
I said, how old am I anyway?
You're old enough to whatever.
At least 40.
Whatever it takes. Amen.
Right.
Yeah, glory to God. I'll tell you what, this has been wonderful today. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
His voice is not hidden from us. It's hidden for us, not from us. His wisdom is hidden for us, not from us.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to the KCM website. As time gets closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Learn how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out our television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching series, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, transforming lives with the power of God's Word. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Self-consciousness is a major problem in the body of Christ today. It keeps us from doing the things God tells us to do. Instead of simply obeying Him, it makes us start to wonder, what'll people think of me if I do that? What if I start believing for prosperity and go broke? If you've ever been through that, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how you look. It's obeying God that counts. Put aside your old self-consciousness and develop God consciousness instead. Once you do, you'll realize there's really nothing to be afraid of anymore.